Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We go to Somalia now, where two massive truck bombs went off on Saturday in the capital city of Mogadishu. The death toll stands at more than 300 after the blast. The president has called for 3 days of mourning. Journalist Mo Dahir was at the scene.
The scene was really devastating. We've never seen such a scene before. A lot of buildings have disappeared, completely became rubble. A lot of dead bodies at the scene, a lot of dead bodies. There was a lot of gunshots, the police panicked. There was a lot of military present. That's the first responders were the military, the police, the traffic policemen, a lot of them.
The attack is being called the deadliest in Somalia's history, but it's one of just many attacks in the Horn of Africa over the last decade since the Islamic insurgency began there. Catherine Hurld is East Africa Bureau Chief at Reuters. Catherine, what's the latest on the attacks?
So the latest on the attacks is that relatives of the missing and the dead are still combing the hospitals to find the remains of their loved ones. We just spoke to a man who had been looking for his sister for 2 days and finally found her hand in a sack of body parts. He was able to identify her by her wedding ring. But there's a lot of people who will probably never be found because one of these truck bombs exploded near a fuel truck. The heat of the explosion was so intense that many people were just simply burned away.
Has anyone come forward to claim responsibility?
Al-Shabaab has not claimed responsibility, although this fits the tactics that they've used before. They've been using increasingly bigger truck bombs in the last couple of years. The targeting is perhaps a bit more unusual, and there's some debate as to whether this particular truck bomb may have detonated prematurely. It was very close to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which might have been the target. Apparently, the driver was also questioned at a checkpoint and sort of rammed his way through and then got stuck in traffic. So Al-Shabaab doesn't usually try to kill very large numbers of civilians indiscriminately, but they have done that before and they haven't claimed responsibility for those attacks either.
Al-Shabaab, you mentioned, this is an Al-Qaeda-affiliated Islamic group in Somalia. What's the broader picture here, Catherine? We always ask, why now?
Well, these operations take months to plan. So it's not necessarily that they decided to do this on Saturday in immediate response to, say, the resignation of the chief of the defense staff and the Minister of Defense. But the government is somewhat in disarray. The federal government is fighting with the member states. Military officers resigned recently because they felt sidelined. So the government, we can say, has been somewhat distracted, and that is never good for coordinating a good response against terrorism.
There's been this grinding Islamic insurgency in Somalia over the last 10 years or longer, Catherine Hurld, as we mentioned. Has there been any significant movement in the government's ability to respond?
Yes, there has. The emergence of regional federal states is very important. Some of them are stronger and better than others. There's now talk of trying to integrate those forces into a national force, but that will still be very difficult. But the government and pro-government forces, and by that I mean peacekeepers, pro-government militias, etc., control much more of Somalia than they used to. When I first started going there about 8 years ago, there was very small pockets of the capital where you could go. Al-Shabaab was forced to withdraw in 2011 and has been steadily losing territory since then. The problem is they maintain the ability to mount these kind of very complex, deadly attacks. And those attacks are getting worse.
And what about the United States, finally? The United States is heavily focused on Syria, on Iraq, on ISIS and Iran, and rightfully so. Is the United States still focused on Al-Qaeda and Somalia?
Somalia has not received top-tier attention for some time. The Americans have been ramping up the pace of things like airstrikes or drone strikes, but it has a limited number of resources that is assigned to it because there are so many hotspots in other parts of the world. So intelligence, machinery, equipment, all this stuff has to be shared. And there's just too many crises going on right now for Somalia to get really the attention that it needs.
two massive truck bombs in the Somalia capital of Mogadishu, more than 300 people dead. Catherine Harold of Reuters, thank you.
Thanks very much.